modern methods. The internet provides a particularly a good venue for the crowdsourcing activities, since individuals tend to be a more open in web-based projects where they are not being physically judged or scrutinized, and thus can be feel more comfortable for the sharing the ideas. This ultimately allows for well-designed artist projects, because individuals are less conscious or maybe even less aware of the scrutiny towards the work which is done by them. One fear is always in the mind. Whatever I have did, somebody is scrutinizing, and maybe if anything goes wrong, perhaps it may in different direction, it may come to me again, it may go against me. So that kind of fear is not there when you are on the internet, because you have done the work, it is available there, you are not forcing anybody to accept it, but it is up to the crowd, it is up to the other people to accept the ideas or leave the ideas, but he has done the work. So IT is the best platform for the crowdsourcing. In an online atmosphere, more attention can be given to the specific needs of the project rather than spending as much as time in communication with other individuals. That is why work done by them, it is available on the internet, then it is anybody who is required, they can very well use it. Crowdsourcing can either take an explicit or implicit route. Explicit crowdsourcing lets the user work together to evaluate the share and build a different specific task. This is explicit. And implicit crowdsourcing means that user solves the problem as a side effect of the something else that they are doing. With explicit crowdsourcing, user can evaluate the items which are like books or web pages or share by posting the product or items. User can also build an artifact by providing the information and editing the another people's work also. This is called explicit crowdsourcing. Implicit crowdsourcing can take two forms. One is a standalone and second one is a piggyback. Standalone allows the people to solve the problems as a side effect of the task they are doing, whereas the piggyback takes the user's information from the third party website to gather the information. This is the difference between the piggyback and the standalone. Examples. Few more examples of the crowdsourcing. There are some common categories of the crowdsourcing that can be used effectively in the commercial world. Some of these web-based crowdsourcing efforts, which includes the crowdvoting, crowdfunding, microworks, creative crowdsourcing, crowdsourcing for the workforce management, and the inducement of the prize contest. These are some of the forms of the crowdsourcing that came into existence. Let us see first what is the crowdvoting. Crowdvoting. The crowdvoting occurs when a website gathers a large group of the opinions and the judgment on certain topic. Some of the most famous examples have been made use of the social media channels is Domino's Pizza or Coca-Cola. What was happened? The Henkin and the Sam Adams have thus crowdsourced a new pizza and a bottle design. So, seeking the ideas from the people, that is nowadays we call it as a market research. So, this kind of market research or taking the ideas from the people are very important for succeed in the commercial world. Now, crowdsourcing creative work. What is this crowdsourcing creative work? Crowdsourcing creative work spans sourcing creative projects such as graphic design, then crowdsourcing architecture, then apparel designs, movies, writing, illustration, etc., which comes under the creative work. Work done by the creator is put on the website, which can be used by anyone. Then crowd searching. Crowd searching, the example is Chicago-based startup CrowdFind utilizes a version of a crowdsourcing, best termed as a crowd searching, which differs from micro work in that there is no obligated payment for taking part in the search. Many times it so happens, if my work is used by somebody, I may charge a fee to them. But many times it is used, but you are not made the payment. No issues on that. So that kind of things is called as cloud searching. You search on the website and use it. You need not pay. Then crowdfunding, which is our major part of our discussion in subsequent chapter. But the short definition of our understanding about the crowdfunding is, the crowdfunding is the process of funding your project by multitude of the people contributing to the small amount in order to attain the certain monetary goal, and typically via the internet. Two basic crowdfunding models are existing now. The model that has been around the longest and the reward-based crowdfunding. This is where the people can pre-purchase the product, buy experiences, or simply donate to the person who has appealed it. While this funding may be, in some cases, go towards helping the business, and the funders are not allowed to invest and become a shareholders via reward-based crowdfunding. There are different types of crowdfunding that we are going to discuss in subsequent chapters also. Mobile crowdsourcing. What is mobile crowdsourcing? Mobile crowdsourcing involves the crowdsourcing activities that takes place on the smartphone or mobile platform, or frequently characterized by the GPS technology. This allows for the real-time data gathering and giving the projects greater reach of accessibility to the user. However, mobile crowdsourcing can lead to an urban bias as well as the safety and the privacy concerns also. Some examples of the mobile crowdsourcing includes the TaskRabbit, then EasySift, GigWalk, and the Uber. These are some of the examples of mobile crowdsourcing. Then crowdsourcing which is used in the healthcare crowdsourcing. Research has emerged that the outlines, the uses of the use of the crowdsourcing techniques which are used in crowdsourcing in the public health domain. The research indicates that collective intelligence outcome from the crowdsourcing are being generated in the three broad categories of the public health care, that is health promotion, health research, and health maintenance. On that, there are a lot of research has been done. So this can be used as crowdsourcing can be used in the healthcare area also. There are several motivations for the business to use the crowdsourcing to accomplish their task, find solutions for the problems, or to go to the information. These includes the ability to offload the peak demand, access to the cheap labor and information, as well as generate better results, access to the wider array of the talents than might be present in the organization, and undertake the problems that would have been too difficult to solve internally. Crowdsourcing allows the business to submit the problem on which the contributors can work on the topics such as science, manufacturing, biotech, or medicines, with the monetary reward for successful solutions. Although it can be difficult to crowdsource the complicated task which is made simple as a work task, and that can be crowdsourced cheaply and effectively rather than putting the permanent people in the office for using the research work, for doing the research work. Demographic crowdsourcing. The crowd is an umbrella term for the people who contributes to the crowdsourcing efforts. Studies have also found that the crowds are not simply collections of the amateurs or hobbyists. Rather, crowds are often professionally trained in their discipline in the relevant, which is relevant in a given crowdsourcing task, and sometimes hold an advanced degrees and many years of experience in their profession. Claiming that crowds are amateurs rather than the professionals is both factually untrue and may lead to marginalization of the crowd label rights. Motivations. Motivations is also required. Contributors. Now, under motivations, there are contributors. The contributors, many scholars of the crowdsourcing suggest that there are both intrinsic and extrinsic motivations that causes the people to contribute to the crowdsourced task, and that these factors influences the different type of contributors. Intrinsic motivations are broken down into two forms. One is enjoyment based and the community based motivation, and extrinsic motivations are broken down into three, that is immediately payoff, delayed payoff, and the social motivations. So these are the type of motivations of the contributors. Another form of social motivation is prestige, or which is called as status. Other people who are involved in the crowdsourcing activities are the requesters. Requesters. Using the crowdsourcing through the means such as Amazon, Mechanical Turk can help to provide the researchers and requested with already established infrastructure for their project, allowing them to easily utilize the crowd and access the participants from diverse culture of the background. This is one example. Using the crowdsourcing can also help the complete the work for the projects that would normally have been geographical and the population size limitations, from which area the information is to be sourced. This is what the requester is. The request may be from any corner of the world, but there are people or there are group of people who can contribute depending upon their geography, where they are staying, and the work which they have already done. So that comes under the requesters. Next one is a participation in the crowdsourcing. Despite the potential global reach of IT application online, recent research has illustrated that the differences in the location affect the participation outcomes in IT-mediated crowds. There are four major topics of the controversies. The controversy is always in any field, but there are four major topics in the controversy. And these controversies are: entrepreneur contributes less capital themselves, increased number of funded ideas, the value and impact of the crowd received from the crowd, and the last one is ethical implication of the low wages paid to the crowd workers. These are four controversies where there is a setback to the crowdsourcing activities. So one is entrepreneur himself is not contributing or less contributing and requesting the crowdsourcers to contribute it, which is definitely not acceptable by anyone. Number two is the increased number of funded ideas. Since getting at the cheaper rate, many ideas are getting floated without investment. This is another one. Third one is the value and impact of the work which is received from the crowd. Value of the work. For less work, more demand people started making. So that is also one of the anomaly of it. And the last one is the ethical implication of the low wages paid to the crowd workers. There are sometimes no wages are paid or low wages are paid. But the work done by them is utilized by the people, and out of which they are making the huge profit. So these are some of the controversies in crowdsourcing. The entrepreneur contributions less capital themselves. What happens in this? To make an idea turn into the reality, the first thing needed is a capital, always. That depending upon the scope and the complexity of the crowdsource project, the amount necessary capital can range from a few thousand to hundreds of thousands. The capital raising process can take anywhere from the days or months, depending upon the different variables, including the entrepreneur's network as well as the amount of initial self-generated capital. The simplified access to the capital can save the time to start the project and potentially increase the efficiency of the project. Increased number of funded ideas. Another controversy. What happens in this? The raw number ideas that get funded and the quality of the ideas are the large controversy over the issue of the crowdsourcing. Proponent argues the crowdsourcing is the beneficial because it allows the niche ideas and that would not survive the venture capital or angel funding. May times these primary investors and the startups to be started. Many ideas are killed in their infancy itself due to insufficient support and the lack of capital, but the crowdsourcing allowed these ideas to be started if an entrepreneur can find the community to take the interest in the project. Crowdsourcing allows those who would benefit from the project to fund and become the part of which is one of the how the small niche ideas can be getting started. On the other hand, when the raw number of projects grow, the number of possible failures can also be increases. Impact of the crowdsourcing on the product quality. Crowdsourcing allows anyone to participate, allowing for many unqualified participants also, and resulting in the large quantities of unusable contributions. That means qualification is also playing important part game in this crowdsourcing. If you are employing the people who doesn't have the knowledge and giving them the task to accomplish, naturally the poor response will come. You will receive the poor response, which you cannot use into the business practices. So by virtue of that, you will be sustaining the losses. Companies or additional crowd workers then must sort out this through the low quality contributions. This task of the sorting through the crowd workers contributions along with the necessary job management and the crowd requires the companies to do the actual employees, thereby increasing their management overload. Means quality people they can increase and they can, but ultimately result will be there will be overload of the people or many people will be employed. Usually there is a little information about the final desired product and there is often very limited interaction with the final client. This can decrease the quality of the product because client interaction is a vital part of the design the process. Ethical concerns for the crowdsourcers. Ethical concern for the crowdsourcers. Because the crowd workers are considered as an independent contractors rather than the employee, they are not guaranteed minimum wages. It is a fact. In practice, workers using the Amazon Mechanical Turk generally earns less than the minimum wages, with US user earning an average of $2 2.3 per hour for the task in 2009, and the users in India earning an average of $1.58 per hour, which is below minimum wage in the United States, but not in India. This is one comparative data I have provided so as to understand the difference in the wage scenario. Some researchers who have considered using the Mechanical Turk to get the participants of the research studies have argued that the wage conditions that might be unethical also. However, according to the other researches or works which is done by the Amazon Mechanical Turk, they don't feel that they are exploited and they are ready to participate in the crowdsourcing activities in the future. When Feedback began its localization program in 2008, it received the criticism also for using the free labor in the crowdsourcing and translation into the site guidelines. With this, little about the crowdsourcing and its ideas I have put before you, but this is just the beginning for the crowdfunding, because ultimately this crowd is also helping to generate the financial product in the crowdfunding platform. Now in the next subsequent chapters, we will understand, try to understand what is that crowdfunding and what are the different activities undertaken in the crowdfunding. With this, thank you very much.